So in light of me getting help for my bipolar disorder, I just wanted to talk about my latest hyperfixation and how it helped me to accept this part of myself. If you're not familiar with him already, I want to introduce you to DPR Ian. He's a former K-pop idol who started his own record company and has since produced the best artistic representation of what it's like to be bipolar that I've ever seen. What initially hooked me on his music was the beautiful composition of string instruments paired with electronic soundscapes, but as I listened closer, the lyrics really resonated with me, especially lines like these.
And as you lay down in grace to me, the skies begin to bleach red, and the stars begin to fall. I feel myself changing, as my world starts dividing. I look upon you one last time, as I
set my wings on
the mental imagery that I got of the sky splitting open, something being off about the world around you, feeling yourself changing as your world is dividing.
Before I change again, remind me of the time when I still remembered. I feel
it coming.
Like, I've felt that before. I know what this is. And as I learn more about this man, I come to find out that he's bipolar and he has dissociative identity disorder. And his albums are actually a running storyline of this world that he's created to represent the roller coaster that is living with these disorders, to represent his lows. And I believe he's one of his alternate personalities as well. He creates this character named Mido. So he's basically a fallen angel created by a god named Mr. Insanity, who represents his manic highs. Mido just wants to be loved by Mr. Insanity, but the god sees a darkness in him that he doesn't like, so he takes his wings and he casts them down to earth.
Out of all my creations, you are the epitome of all that is good, the utmost of my potential.
You are my first, and I'll make sure to be your last. You created me in your image, and now it's time to create mine and yours.
Set my wings on fire.
As someone who grew up in a religious household, I really like this imagery and how it relates to being bipolar. There are times in mania where you can literally feel like you are God. I haven't felt this myself to that extent, but I have felt like a beautiful genius, like everything I do is great and beautiful, and the world around me is fantastic. But then that wears off, you're faced with this darkness within you. It's when the depression starts setting in, and it's ugly and it's painful. And I can see why the god inside you would have a hard time accepting that and want to cast it out of you. But while you're in that darkness, all you want is the love and understanding that you felt while you were in the light.
He's coming.
He's coming.
That's no way to find out. He's dipping. He's going down.
Please just shut up.
Now's not the time.
I have to take it.
Now's not the time.
I can't feel.
You have to get out. To know that, please. You know what will happen if you take that now.
I'm sorry. Everything will be okay.
All the water running at home. Then drove around with a car that we stole. All of a sudden they just wanted to know how I really feel. So I just danced.
In these videos that he's directed himself, you can see how Mr. Insanity embodies mania. He's bright, he's colorful, he's always moving, he's always up to something crazy. You might think that he's fun to hang around, but he can actually be quite dangerous. Mania can derail our entire lives, though at times it can make everything look beautiful and exciting. It can tip over to chaos at any moment. Then we have Mido, who is a dark, dark boy. He's angry, he's vengeful, and I can actually relate to him quite a bit. Mostly in my teen years, I definitely felt like this a lot. I felt rejected and misunderstood by the people I needed to love me. One minute, I was on this pedestal. Then when I couldn't live up to those expectations because I dropped into depression, I fell from their graces. Mido's pain is palpable, and I get shivers when I listen to this song.
To crawl back into your arms, knowing it will make me go insane.
Go.
Probably one of the most relatable and powerful lines that I've ever heard in a song. I never asked to be like this. Here's a man who was brought into existence as the most beautiful creation by God, and now he has to live in a world full of isolation and pain. It's not his fault he's this way, but he's punished for it anyways. And this is the reality of living with a disease like this. No matter how hard you try to change who you are, the cycle's just gonna keep happening. It's devastating and it's lonely. But truly finding an artist who depicts this so well helps ease that loneliness a little bit. A lot of people may not get what it's like to live with this, and they might be scared by the dark side, but I truly love DPRian as an artist as well as an individual, because he just seems like a sweet and silly person. We don't have to be defined by our illness. It's a part of who we are as complex individuals, but we are capable of being more than that. We can laugh, we can love, we can cry, we can dance. All of it is us. There have been so many creative geniuses out there with bipolar that I am so grateful for, because thanks to people like DPRian, I can feel like I can live with this and still create something beautiful.
Maybe, far out, maybe it's not over yet. Jesus, oh, sorry. Oops.